get more focused here a little bit. Bedorenu, in our generation, Lach Achubin Kuf Chav Ches, Lach Achubin Yadut Europa, after the Holocaust, Kamu Eidim Mutzoli Me'esh V'shikimu Es'am V'siyadut Kekol Shecholu. There were a few individuals that got up from the fire and started to rebuild Klal Yisrael to the best of their abilities. Hemitkimi Dol Shalom De Teira, Dol Shalanoshim Bale Madrega, Hamadaksikim V'mitzes Kalibu Kabula. Out of the ashes of the Holocaust grew a generation of enormous, enormous Atzloch in Teira. Kimuzu Shalamenu, Himipela ha'ashgocha shechosa al-doreinu v'efshelelo la'harim esruchnias doreinu. One of the prayers, one of the miracles of this generation is the enormous flourishing of the Torah world. Ulam da'aka gama yeitzohara urev la'anu l'haskileinu b'doze v'lachshileinu, sorry, b'doze. The yeitzohara, of course, always comes along for the ride. No matter how well you're doing, you must know the yeitzohara is doing just as well. The Yetzer Hara is pounding on our doors day in and day out, trying to chaber us and mechaber us to the Olam HaGoy in the Nisoyon of Lo Yeh Lecha Le'el Zar, not to go off the false gods. Nochonam Sheishnam Viloim Altaris Akkadesh, Ulam Yesh Le Das Ulahachdil Alev Shegam Vaev Mistata Pagam. It's true that this is there's also what we would call an entertainment. Huh? Kosher outlets. I remember Rav Pinkus screaming 20 years ago. He says they'll make movies with the Vedat's Hechshir as well. And I'm telling you, it's treif. Not the movie, the musag of a movie is treif. A Jew sitting and doing nothing and being entertained is treif. A Jew is supposed to be oved, odem l'omol yulon. You sit there and you do nothing. That's a musag then. But even in the kosher outlets, what's awesome about watching the football? Is there anything wrong with it? Playing football, you should play. That's not a problem. Kid needs an outlet. He needs exercise. He needs to get some adrenaline pumping in his brain. Avada! That we're not doing that. But what's wrong with sitting and watching a football game? Nothing. Show me the Issa. It's not fiddle turn, but he wasn't going to be learning anyway. There's nothing wrong with it. It's kosher. But there's a pagamia. Kol eli reach goy noidef mehem. These are all... They're not Jewish. Hasaratim b'machshev, v'amorim b'itoynim, v'tmunas ha'pulsamot, ha'metzunuzores altaris ha'kodesh, mevin b'knafeim es dover ha'oilom, es dever ha'oilom. In the footsteps, in the wake of all these things, that's what brings the machala into the world. Hey, mesaprim lanu al ha'mitrachesh b'rechov ha'moini. They tell us what's going on in the streets of the goy. And they join us and mechaber us to the world of the goy. We don't think about it because it's all, you know, kosher. It's been through the heksha. And of course, there's no loshen hara there. It's all spoken very nicely. There's no pictures of women in these things. Ulam lo kein adover. Etzem ha'uvda shemachapsim mekeres letanug lebiloi mechutz letanug sheyesh lanim Hashem Yisborach. The mere fact that we're looking for pleasures outside, the ikar pleasure that a person has is in relation with Hashem. B'zeh atzma anu metaptchim ahoda ledvarim shemekuram baruchov, shekoyram baruchov. The mere fact that we're looking for pleasures outside our relationship with Hashem means we're binding ourselves to things who have their source in the street. This is the The Pirzu Choymas Migdalai, that's Timu Kula Shmonim. They're all innocent things. You don't think to be bothered by them because it's there's nothing going on here. There's no Kedusha involved here. But you open up those little Pesach, a Pesach here, a Pesach there, a Pesach there. And eventually you don't know where you are. Why? Because you're mechubah. The thing you're mechubah to, that's what you are. I'll tell you a frightening vort I heard from Pinkus. Moedik and Moedik inside. I don't know if I mentioned it before. If you would ask somebody to draw you the picture of a Yid, what would you draw? Draw me the picture of a Jew. Then I know from this picture he's a Jew. I'm not talking about with the payers and the Shtreimel or whatever. Just the face of a Jew. How would I know he's Jewish from the picture? I ask you to draw me a face of a Chinaman, that you could do. Yeah? An American, African, that you could do. A Yid, you can never draw me a picture, look and say, oh, this is a Yid. You know why? Because a Yid doesn't have a face. What do I mean? We know that the moon doesn't have any light. Where does the moon get its light from? From the sun. So wherever the moon's facing, that's what the moon will shine back. If the moon's facing the sun, it'll face back the sun. If the moon's facing away from the sun, it won't shine anything. Our relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu is like the sun and the moon. Tlalulais is the moon. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the sun. The light we get our Kedusha from. Wherever we're facing, that's what we reflect. We're like a mirror. If you put a monkey in front of a mirror, you get a monkey. If you put a human being in front of the mirror, you get a human being. Yeah? When we look at Hashem, we reflect Hashem. When we look away from Hashem, we look at other things. We look like the thing we're looking at. We're like a mirror. And therefore, anything we turn to and anything we look to, we get mechubah to the thing, we become that thing. That's why the best American is a Jewish American. The Puerto Rican stays Puerto Rican, the Schwarzer stays a Schwarzer. Who becomes American like nobody else? Right. The Yid. The best American is a Yid. You know why? Because he has nothing of his own. He has no culture. He has no inner world. He has what he looks at. When he turns to Hashem, he's Hashem. And he's a Yid and he has Kedusha. And when he turns away from Hashem, he becomes like the thing he looks at. That's why it's such a pagam for a Yid to be involved in things he shouldn't be involved in. Not because it is involved, but because that's what he's reflecting back. Big machloikas between Rav Tauber and Rav Pinkus, if you apply this one step further, we know that the woman is the moon and the man's the sun. The man generates his own energy and the woman reflects back the energy of the man. So he asked the following question: what's worse? For a man to watch a movie, for a yeshiva bocher to watch a movie, or for a girl to watch a movie? Now everyone will tell you it's much worse for the boy. Yeah, because you know what I just told you, of course. Based on this sort of Rupinkas, it's much worse for a girl to watch a movie. You know why? Because she's Iker, her whole being. When she looks at a movie, that's what she becomes. A Bocha watches a movie, it's a hole in his neshama. No question he's got a hole in his neshama. But it's a hole in his neshama, it's not Iker who his Matzias is. He's not a Heta, okay? He's still a Bocha. You're a Chosen, Beseda. But for a woman to watch the movie, for a woman to be involved in what's going on in the street is a million times worse. Rav Tauber doesn't agree, but it's only what Rav Pinkus used to say. But that's the vote. So that's who the Jewish people are. We are what we look at. We are what we connect to. And the minute we connect to the Olam HaGoy, we become like that Goy.
If we are empty inside.
If we're empty inside, of course. Yeah. You are. That's it. So what you look at and what you fill yourself up with, that's who you become. That was the assault. It's a little bit but. Good question. I have a question. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard from Pinkus. You're right. It's a good question. You're right. No. It's a good question. I am. Okay. I don't say it's a good kasha. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know enough about this. I don't know. No, but you're right. It's very interesting.
If she's tzadeket, is
near me. Yeah,
we see that the Torah tells us. The Torah.
I'm not even sure what I'm even asking.
The Torah tells us that Dina could have makarav Esav. Oh, so you see, it is that quite. Okay. No. I don't know. Choshuv Ladgish. Ein Oid Milvadoi. These three words get thrown around a lot today. Ein Oid Milvadoi. Let's try and get a grip on it. Raka Keshe Imo Yisbarach Nechav Kamahusa Yehudit HaMakorit. The essence of a Jew at his source is only the relationship he has with Hashem. Es Makor HaOyshe HaTanuk HaOyneg VaSimcha. All the pleasure and the simcha that we have in this world, we have to find in the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kiyum Mitzvahs Ba'ava. A person has to find all his pleasures and all his enjoyment and his simchas. We're talking about a deal now, remember? B'Shabbos, b'yomim tovim, b'limud haTorah kedoshah. That's where a Jew finds his pleasure. That's the tainuk for him. When he comes home from work at the end of a long, hard day, what's he waiting for? Just open the Gemara for half an hour. Just open up a Mishle. I can just learn some Mishnas. Whatever it is, whatever is mechubatu, lo mishneh, open up a whatever it is, an art scroll book about the Gedol, whatever it is, put on a shir, listen to a tape, go to Daf Yomi. That's what his geshmak is. Mitam zeh kol ma she'enu shelanu. כל מה שאין בקיירי בקדושה עושו לגבינו וחומו לנו כאיס איש איש איש. Therefore, everything that's not sourced ultimately in his Judaism becomes also like איש איש איש, because it's like he's betraying Hashem to somebody else. ואנו נחשובים כחלוסו של הקודש ברוך ומיתו לנו להתרחק מקשר בלתי רואי עם החוצו. We are like Hashem's bride and we have to מתרחק from the קשר that is not fitting for us, for anything to do with what's outside of our Yiddishkeit. It's a very hard deal, this, by the way. The late Lakewood Mashgiach, Rav Teufel, said he heard from the Chofetz Chaim, it's brought down in the Sefer, that the Chofetz Chaim said that in Yemos HaMashiach, yeah, Even if a nuclear bomb, I don't know nuclear bombs, maybe he was talking about a stomach bomb, I don't know. From what I understood, he was talking about a nuclear bomb. This was pre-Hiroshima, so I don't know. The Chofetz Chaim knew a lot. The Chofetz Chaim had a granddaughter who wasn't frum. She lived in Be'er Sheva. The Pinkas told me he went to visit, I think Tabba told me, I can't remember, he went to visit this granddaughter of the Chofetz Chaim. In Be'er Sheva, wanted to meet the granddaughter of the Chofetz Chaim, living in Be'er Sheva. We should go visit her. So the family pingers went to visit her. She told them that before she left Yiddishkeit, she left Radin, she went to the Chofetz Chaim to say goodbye. And she said, Zayda, I want to tell you something. There's so much light out there. There's so much light out there. Why are you still living in the dark? What are you still living in the finster, in the darkness for? So I turned around to her and he didn't argue with her. He said, you're right, my daughter. There's a lot of light out there. And with that light, they'll put a man on the moon. To make a mensch muss ein hoben Finster. But to make a mensch, you need darkness. Why am I telling you this? Because the Chofetz Chaim told Rav Teufel that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a lot of sukkahs in the world. But if a person's a mensch, a bomb could land at his feet and it won't harm him. Abu Muzayn a mensch, you have to be a mensch. So you asked him, what's a mensch? What's the getter of a mensch? No, what's a mensch? This is the Chofetz Chaim's definition of a mensch. Menuftak legamre michukas agoyim. A mensch is somebody who has complete detachment from all the goyish things in the world. He said, when Mashiach comes, an atom bomb could land on your head, it won't affect you, won't hurt you. Because you menuftak legamre michukas agoyim. I'm just telling you what I heard, what I saw. Do what you want to know.
Okay.
I don't know if it was an atom bomb or a bomb. I don't know. It says there. I have to look in the safer again.
How to be menutak? We are going.
How do you become menutak? We are going.
Because we think, I don't know.
Oh. That's what we're going to look at now. Right now we're discussing the Sumei Ra. The question is, how do you do the Asit? But one thing I'll tell you, is the Kach Zman. It's not, you can't do this in one day. And I'll tell you why you can't do it in one day. In my experience in working with Balei Tshuva, what you see, that you see this with everyone. They become frum very quickly. They get very excited and very hopped up by the Yiddishkeit, especially in these razzle-dazzle type yeshivas. And I'm not saying that as an insult, but the yeshivas are designed to make them whatever. They get very fired up and very excited. They dump all their things from the old world, and they start doing Yiddishkeit or whatever, and they become depressed very soon. If you take something out of your life, make sure you've got something valid to refill it with. You can't just wake up one morning and say, that's it, I'm finished here. There's a principle in Yiddishkeit called tefasta merubelot tefasta. Tefasta miyub tefasta. If you grab too much, you grab nothing. If you grab a little bit, you grab everything. It's a halacha lemaisa. I asked Berkowitz this once, if it's an Eitz HaTov, he said it's a halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, I had a shala once about a ger. A ger who become frum. Not every ger becomes frum. A lot of them, you know, they're Magair, and they stay kind of, you know, traditional, whatever. They makabal on mitzvahs when they go to the mikveh, but then afterwards it goes. But they come to yeshiva, we had many gairim coming through this yeshiva, as they become frum, but you have to, you have a problem here. You can't tell him to fast him rubla tofas like you tell a Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know anything. So you tell him, start davening once a week. If he's not davening 3 times a day, 7 days, he's not going to be davening in 6 months' time. So you tell him, start once a week, slowly, you build, you grow. Shani's only allowed to do that for a ger. The ger knows. He was makabal al tov, he was makabal al mitzvahs. He didn't wake up one morning in Osamach and they said, become frum and now he's keeping all the mitzvahs. He knows, he knew what he did. He took a choice. So he allowed to tell him about the fasta merubah. And I felt I had to. Because I knew these guys, they weren't going to be holding further if we didn't do it properly. So he said, 100%. It's not an Eitz HaTov, it's a Locham Ufuresh, and it applies to all Jews. That means not just to Balei Tshuva and Geirim, it applies to some guy who's from birth and he's losing a little bit. He wants to try something new. You have to do it slowly. So if I know what we're talking about, it has to be done slowly. A psychologist once told me, he had a patient who was a Balei Tshuva, Balei Tshuva, Lo Zocher, who was miserably depressed. So he was trying to give him some kind of, you know, ideas of what he used to do that he enjoyed before you came from. So he said to him, were you depressed before you came from? No. Well, what did you used to enjoy doing before you became from? He said, I used to enjoy hiking. He said, no, so why don't you go for a hike? When was the last time you went for a hike? The day became from. You know, what else did you enjoy doing? He liked reading. Well, when did, you know, why don't you read? And he stopped reading when he became from. Everything that he used to enjoy doing, he stopped doing, and he's got nothing to replace it with. You know, Mishlei and Gemara and Chumash and all these things are not that delicious at first. They're not instant gratifications. Coca-Cola is very tasty, you know. You drink it, it bubbles, it's fizzy, it's delicious, it's gone in 30 seconds. To acquire taste for schnapps takes a little bit longer, you know. You don't just get into whiskey and you start drinking, it's delicious. I don't know, it ever becomes delicious, but... It takes a while. So the same with Torah. It takes a while to start getting the sense of geschmack and achievement by putting on tefillin. You're going to replace watching a movie with tefillin. So there's going to be a hole in your enjoyment system for quite a while. You know, it takes a while before you start getting enjoyment out of putting on tefillin, or davening, or Shabbos, or this is not a one day achievement. It's got to be done with seichel and with chokhmah. That's how you do it. But slowly, slowly, you start attacking. The most important thing is to recognize the problem first. Start defining what in my life is Jewish, what isn't, what needs to go. Then you start getting a lot of siyata d'shmaya when you start making that process. You might still carry on doing those goyish things. You might still want to watch the Super Bowl or the... Rav Scheinberg Zatzal said it took him, I don't know how old he was, when he heard the Super Bowl results or the Super Bowl's baseball. World Series, yeah. The only country in the world that has the chutzpah to call a local league World Series. Oh, who else is there? Oh, Canada, okay. World Series. The only one that's allowed to do that is Israel. Anyway, so the World Series, Rav Scheinberg said, when he used to gather the results of the World Series, he used to get a little, you know, a little chook in his cup. He once made a party because he heard the results of the World Series or whatever. He realized he'd finally extracted it from himself. We're talking about somebody that Rav Yaakov Hillel said, I know about that much Kabbalah compared to him. He held up his finger and he said, I know this much Kabbalah compared to Rav Hillel. And that the Mekubal Ador said about Rav Scheinberg. So this wasn't somebody who was lying around wondering about the World Series. was someone who was munach and steiging and learning since he was a little boy, but he was Lefty Scheinberg and used to play baseball, and it took him 60 years to get that out of his system. So don't expect to take all the things that we have in our lives, the goishka or whatever, and throw it away. It's not going to go in 1 second. You know, you're going to hear about your teams playing in the World Series and whatever, and you're going to get a little... But make sure you have something to replace it with before you throw it out the window, otherwise you're going to get miserable. That's also a Yetzer Hara. Choshev l'adgish, b'yechaseinu l'ta'anu goyis chitzoynim shemakoyri me'oylam agoy. It's important to know that the pleasures, in relation to the pleasures, the external pleasures, whose source is from the oylam agoy, makes the difference if you're talking about something that's beautiful or something that's ugly. Whether you're talking about something that's very wise or something that's absolute idiocy. It doesn't matter if you're talking about some scientific issue or something that's prost, something that's low life. This you have to know. We have nothing to do with the chokhmah of the goyim and their pleasures. Yesh lanu chokhmah mishaleinu, oineg mishalanu. We have our wisdom and our pleasures. Kol eilu nitnanu mimisha kol shelo ani ledoidi vedoidi li. All the pleasures and the tanugim we have are from Hashem. Ein anu poinim leelzar. We don't look at false gods. We don't turn away from the wealth and the joy that we have. So what do we have to do with the Olam HaGoy and all his Meshugasim? We have plenty of things that are Jewish, we don't need him. And we don't need his pleasures. But what can we do? We have them and we came into the world with them. Someone who's never tasted it doesn't know what they are. It's easy. Which was somebody who spent the first how many years of his life only in the Olam HaGoy and got mechubah to very, very attractive things. They're magnetic. You know, sport is enormously magnetic. You know, it's not a multi-billion dollar industry because nobody enjoys it. There must be something there. There must be something there that's forcing the Bokram out of Yeshivat Ma to go watch the games. So, that's because you never watch cricket. By the way, everything I'm saying doesn't apply to cricket, it applies to everything else. Cricket is Makor, it's Jewish. But any other sport, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see these things, the Yetzer Hara doesn't come to us with mishugas that aren't very pleasurable. This is some high level, but that's where the Nisoyin is today, that's where the work is. But I think the first step, and it's an enormous step, is just to recognize what in my life is Jewish and what isn't. The things I'm doing, the things I'm yearning for, the things I dream about, the things I get upset about when I don't get them. But just make a list of all the things and to tick off what's Jewish, what's Goyish. That I think 75% of solving the problem is just recognizing what's a Goy and what isn't.
If
Hashem gave them the Nesoi, they have a chance. And there are many Yidden in Chutzlats that have managed to do it. There are Yidden in Chutzlats that have managed to do it. We produced a Moshe Feinstein in America, and we produced the Lakewood Yeshiva there. And you're right, there's one in a thousand. Gemara says one in a thousand. How do they do it? I don't know how they do it. I don't know how we do it. Could be there, it's even easier, because there the distinction between a Yid and a Goy is a lot clearer. Yeah, it's not so clear. And Yosef, how's Yosef king in Mitzrayim? And he's still... Yeah. Yeah. Melech in Mitzrayim. How can he be chai if he's Melech in Mitzrayim? That was Yaakov's kasha. One thing I guarantee you, because Baruch Hu gave us the Nisoyin, he gave us the tools to deal with it. Yalla, let's go.